T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Willie Fritz joining us now, Tulane Tuesday, Tulane's head football coach. Coach, good to have you. Thanks for calling in.
You betcha. Thank you for having me.
Now, Coach Fritz, what is the most frustrating part of the season? Where are you at right now, considering the challenging part of the schedule coming up? What have you been most disappointed in? Is it overall like your defense, or is it your wide receivers, or because I think you have the right quarterback, but what has been the most disappointing? Because obviously not living up to expectations so far.
No, you're 100% right. We're just, you know, we're not playing well on either side of the ball right now. We are in spurts. There's some times during the last game against Houston we played good on defense, and there were some times we didn't play very well. And offensively, did a good job moving the ball between the 20s, but didn't cash in on points when we needed to. And, you know, went for a few fourth down situations, didn't convert. You know, those kill you. You know, you move the sticks, you got an opportunity to score some points. But there's a lot of things, you know, there's a lot of things that are frustrating right now. You just got to stay positive. You got to, you know, keep the kids grinding. And probably the bye week probably happened at a good time for us. You know, get a little time off. We didn't do anything today. I told them just be a college student today and catch up on your work. And we're going to get back to work again tomorrow.
Now, Coach Fritz, in this day and age, you got to be able to run the ball. But you look as far as your receiving core, and I would say, and I think you would acknowledge this, struggling wide receiver group. When you look at, I don't know, they combined with 52 yards and 7 catches, had a couple of drops, and you look like a guy like Deuce Watts had 0 catches. He stuck on 1 touchdown reception for the year, just like Jaquan Jackson is. And then you look at the duo combined for 14 scores last year. The wide receivers right now are averaging less than 10 catches a game, 1 touchdown, 108 yards. But on and on, why have they not been as productive? Because I think Pratt would be able to get him the ball. So what is your – is it the drops or what? How you analyze that?
You know, a combination of a lot of things. Deuce was hurt last week, wasn't able to play in the ball game against Houston, and – you know, Jaquan Jackson's been banged up, and I think he's back to, you know, being full strength. This week off will be great for him. But you're right. It's, you know, it's drops, it's protection. You know, gave up way too many sacks last week. We got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback. And, you know, sometimes your run game can protect the quarterback as well. You know, we got to do a better job running the ball and staying away from those third and long situations. You know, they had a great front, and they were doing a good job of pinning their ears back and coming after us. And we got to take the hits off our quarterback. He got knocked down 23 times on last Thursday, and that's, you know, you're going to get some run plays at the quarterback. There's going to be some scrambles. There's going to be an occasional sack, but that needs to be in single digits. We can't have it that many. So there's a lot of reasons for, the problems that we're having. I wish I could pinpoint just one thing. We got to fix a bunch of stuff, and we need to.
Coach, I used to have an old coach live next to me, Joe Clark, and he would always tell me, Mike, when you lose games like I'm seeing Tulane lose today, you're almost like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. It's the same thing over and over and over again, and it's to figure out a way to win in the fourth quarter. And we see so many teams today, for whatever reason, no lead is safe. You know, the ability to throw the football all over. And how do you get that to your team about, you know, listen, you hang in there, you're close, or you within striking range as you enter the fourth quarter, and then it, like Groundhog's Day, it happens over and over again.
One of my all-time favorite movies, by the way. But you're right. You got to finish ball games. That's one of our, you know, we talk about the plan to win, and the fifth component of the plan to win is finish and scoring more points than our opponent in the fourth quarter. We've done that in a few games this year. We haven't in some games that, you know, would have affected the outcome. I've said this since I got to Tulane. You know, there's a formula for us to win, and part of it's just not making, you know, critical mistakes. And we know our margin for error may not be incredibly large. We just got to, you know, got to play well in all three phases, not beat ourselves. And, you know, we've been beating ourselves. That's painful to watch, you know, the next day after the ball game, you know, because, you know, the kids are trying hard and the coaches are trying hard. But, you know, you got to do good. We don't have to play perfect, but we got to play good. And we haven't done that, you know, for four full quarters and, you know, one game really this year. So we've got to do a much better job of that.
And, Coach Fritz, along those lines, you know, when you look at your opponent and, you know, you're familiar, UAB, East Carolina. I thought that was a confidence blow considering how the game up to that point, maybe from a negative aspect, how the Ole Miss game. I think we were – the Tulane Green Wave was kind of shell-shocked after what occurred that game. And then you look at UAB, East Carolina, but now SMU. Okay, look, SMU's ranked. But that's one thing. Boy, y'all played them down to the wire. Does that even, like, give you confidence or the team confidence? Like, that's why we play the game. You look at SMU. Now, maybe you could bring up, like, Cincinnati, where they're at. But one game at a time with SMU, you look down the road. You got Tulsa, South Florida, and all that, and I know you focus on SMU, but listen, people must say, oh, SMU is going to be Tulane. But it's come down to the wire pretty much when you played them.
Yeah, and I told the guys when we met on Monday as a team, I said, hey, man, we're flushing the first half of the season down the toilet. You know, it's over with. There's nothing going to be gained, you know, positively from looking back on how we played the first six ball games. We've got to, you know, you don't want to repeat mistakes that you've made. You got to learn from history. But, you know, we can play a lot better than that. And let's just worry about being 1-0 each week. Let's do a good job of, you know, focusing on just SMU because we got to play well in all three phases. And,
yep,
you know, we don't have the luxury of, you know, preparing for someone else while we're playing a quality opponent like them. And we can't do that for anybody this year. We got to do a much better job of limiting our mistakes. You know, have a good run and pass attack offensively. Defensively, I thought we tackled a little better, but didn't play as good on third down as we needed to against Houston. And we can't have the penalties in the kicking game. We had a couple penalties, you know, in the kicking game. And those are, you know, I'm talking to one of the guys who were watching the film after the ball game. And, you know, he said, you know, I said, how far was that penalty? He said, 10 yards. I said, nah, they did it from the spot. And you weren't near where the return ended up. Is really about a 27-yard penalty.
Whoa!
You know, so we got to do a good job of you know, playing clean and playing smart, and we've done that a bunch here, and we got to get back to that formula.
Tulane head football coach Willie Fritz, good luck this week.
Thank you, guys.
Good
appreciate
luck, Coach.
It. Roll wave.
Thank Coach Fritz.
That wraps up Tulane Tuesday. Coming back for Greg and Gretna. Also, LSU coach Ed Ogeron set to join us at 6:30 right here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.